But no, I didn't know.
All right, but here's a tweet that I have right in front of me, October 26th, by him. It amazes me the blind loyalty in caps Wentz engenders from what I thought I would never say, the Eagles Stepford fans. But he is, in bold, Captain Carson. He walks on water to the millions in Eagle land. He's just never, in caps, won an NFL playoff game. He's still not Brady, Montana, or Elway, not yet. Now, that doesn't seem like to be a guy who's that much of a fan of Carson Wentz. And that alone would, as an editor, take me aback and say, listen, man, I don't know.
I think that, you know, regardless of what, there's so much of a history now, the way that social media works, that it's easy to find things like this for any topic. But what I will say about Joe is that I know for a fact that this story didn't start out or didn't get presented to me as being, I want to take down Wentz, how can I do it? It started out as him finding all of these facts that we were very, very fascinated with, these sources, these quotes, these little scenarios that he heard about in the Eagles locker room. Mm-hmm.
But doesn't it speak to his credibility, Evan? Doesn't a tweet like that speak to his credibility to write this kind of a story? I mean, that's a fair question. I mean, you could disagree or agree.
I mean,
October 26th, the tweet. This is like a month ago.
Right. I don't actually remember what happened that weekend. I don't know what game was following. I don't know the context of it. I'm not trying to dodge the question, but in all honesty, you know, we react to things as in a fan-like way. Anybody who's covering this beat. Skip Bayless is in love with the Cowboys. You got a lot of Eagles writers in here who would love the Eagles and worship the Eagles. Anybody on any beat is going to have an emotional attachment to what they cover, and they're going to speak out about what they think. And I think it would be impossible to do this job if you were held accountable when you're writing to your opinion.